Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Boy, how do you like my whistling this message? Pretty nice stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Well, looky here. It's another Friday night. This message?
And only one more week to go. And look at the stack of letters.
And the stack of stories and poems from the children in the 7th and 8th grade English classes at Grimes School.
Let's mix them up tonight, Mr. Postmaster. First some letters, then a story, and so on.
Okay. Okay by me, Miss Message. I'll just flip this coin here, and heads you choose, tails I choose. Ready? Okay, there it is, and it's heads.
Letters first.
All right, letters it is, because I see you've opened a whole stack of them here.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a letter from Eric Davenport. Eric Davenport is age 5 and writes, Dear Santa, this is what I want. Metal bulldozer, G.I. Joe, and submarine with a squid. Oscar Goldman, Jeep with motorcycle and boat. The kind in the toy catalogs. Yeah, Santa knows about that, Eric. And a Matchbox Cars, a stuffed tiger, and a Weebles, haunted house, and a Viewmaster. And I'll give you a whole box of cookies and a jar of milk to take to the North Pole. Love, Eric Davenport, age 5.
Okay, and this one is from Jackie Davenport. And Jackie writes, Dear Santa, I want a Maskatron at the North Pole, Aquaman boat, man that goes in a motorcycle, monster men, beanbag chair, and a honey tree. I'll bring you lots of candy and lots of cookies and lots of chocolate milk and that black candy. Love, Jackie Davenport, age 3.
I wonder what does Jackie must mean licorice. Nice,
yes.
Dark, sweet licorice. Dear Santa, writes Sandra Guess. Dear Santa, please bring me a baby that-a-way, basketball and basket, dishes, a coloring book, and a bike. Also, I would like a nice surprise. P.S. Don't forget to bring my sister Gail something, too. Thank you. Love, Sandra Guess.
I don't think Sandra needs to worry about that
no.
Because Gail has put in her own letter.
Why, she sure has.
This one's from Gail Guess. Dear Santa, I am 6 years old, and I have tried to be good. Please bring me a Wonder Woman, the suntan doll, Barbie and Ken dolls, clothes, coloring book, also Jamie and Steve dolls. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and Mrs. Santa Claus. Love, Gail Guess.
Well, the Guesses got in there, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And each remembering the other. I'm glad to see that. Jim Jones has written, Dear Santa, I've been a good boy this year. I want a green truck and trailer, and a game, and a big blue truck. Please bring me some candy, too. I'm 2.5 years old. Thank you for my toys last year. Love, Jim Jones.
Let's see. This letter's from Julie
Mosticone.
Mosticone, right. Dear Santa, I am 4 years old. I've been a good girl. Thank you for the presents you brought me and my sister Dana last year. This year, I want Jaws game, and a doll baby, and an Operation game, and a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer game. Please bring Dana some toys and presents, too. Thank you. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Love, Julie Mosticone.
Very nice letter from Julie. Now, well, what do you say we call a halt for a moment here and check into tonight's story? Who wrote tonight's story in this message?
Well, this one is by Ann Davies.
And I get to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's all written in bright red. And this I've had a chance to look over before and is a very, very sweet story. It's called The Animal Christmas by Ann Davies. A light snow fell over the forest on that lovely Christmas Eve. It sparkled on all the tops of the trees like small lights on decorated trees. The faces and attitudes of all the animals were bright as they celebrated the wonderful holiday with singing, dancing, and feasting. In the morning, another tradition took place, the giving and receiving of presents. Now, the presents were wrapped in bright colored paper. that represented the kindness that all the animals showed for one another. And they sat underneath the trees. Above them, the joyous birds happily sang as they entwined the Christmas trees with gold and silver trimmings. Underneath a sorrowful bush, far away from all the excitement, sat and sulked a small, mischievous bunny named Thomas, who did not understand about Christmas at all. He thought it was for sissies, and he didn't want to take his place in the celebration. He just sat there watching all the animals dance and sing around the fire they'd made. He saw Grandma Rabbit sitting by the fire, knitting presents for all the animals while talking to Kathleen Bunny. Suddenly, he heard noises in the back of his bush. He mumbled to himself, "I bet it's those stupid squirrel triplets." And he was right. Three squirrels jumped out from behind the bush with such excitement blazing in their eyes. It would scare you out of your wits. But not Thomas. He'd been through all this before, and he answered with a harsh, "Go away." One of the squirrels managed to say, before scampering off, "Grandma Rabbit wants you." Thomas grumbled a little bit and slowly began to pick himself up from his comfortable bush. He carefully walked toward the flaming fire and dancing animals and Grandma Rabbit. Down at the fire, he arrived at the old one's side, and she inquired what was the matter with him. He answered with the truth, for he saw no point in lying. Grandma thought for a while, and then decided to tell him a short but meaningful story. And this is the story she told. Once in the city of Judea, a virgin was visited by Gabriel, an angel of the Lord. The angel brought news of the coming of the Messiah. The Son of God was to be her son, and she was to name him Jesus. But she asked, "How can it be? For I have no husband." "The Lord will provide," said the angel, and he vanished. Not long after that, Mary did get married to a man named Joseph of Nazareth. But then their wedding happiness was shattered with a hazardous trip to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. And, with Mary pregnant, it was very hard for her. When they got to Bethlehem, they found every hotel full and had to stay in an old stable with the animals. It was no place for the Savior's parents to stay, but it was the only place in town. "That night, tonight, many years ago," said Grandma Bunny, "Christ, the Son of the Father, the bringer of love and concord, was born, and it is his birthday we celebrate as Christmas." Well, Thomas listened and hung his head in shame. He said, "I've sinned against the Almighty Father, and I'm shameful." With no pity for himself, he said this. But the wonderful thing about God and the Lord is that the Lord will forgive you if you are truly willing to repent, stated Kathleen Bunny. "Oh, but I am. I have learned my lesson." "Then you will be forgiven." Joy filled Thomas's heart. He stood up and shouted to all, "I have been forgiven. May everyone worthily magnify the Holy Ghost forever." And then he ran to dance and celebrate with the other animals. With such happiness sparkling in his eyes, he could light up the world. Well, Christ preached this all through his life, and always welcomed newcomers to the Lord with much love. It didn't matter how big or small the newcomer was, even if it was only Thomas the Rabbit, for every bit of love and kindness shown for one another counts a great deal in this world today. And that's a story by Ann Davies, and it's called The Animal Christmas, this message, which is a beauty.
Yeah, sure was.
Are there any more letters?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This one's from Sean Atkins. "Dear Santa, I have been a good boy. I am 3 years old. Please bring me some race cars and a train and some candy and oranges. I hope you get some presents for Christmas, too. I'll leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Sean Atkins."
Look at this one I've got. It's from Philip Hager.
Wow.
Signed his name very handsomely and largely here, and also has drawn us a picture. Philip writes, "Dear Santa, I am 6 years old and in first grade. For Christmas, I would like another $6 million man." I wonder what happened to Philip's first $6 million man. Anyway, he says he would also like a radio and a Superman superhero. "My brother and I try to be good. We will leave you a snack under the tree." And Philip Hager has also drawn a picture. Is a great, I guess this is the sled being hauled along. And all of the reindeer are out here in front and they're all named. And in case you can't remember the name of all the 8 tiny reindeer, they are Dasher,
Dancer.
Prancer.
Vixen.
Comet.
Cupid.
Donder.
Blitzen.
And Rudolph. He's the ninth tiny reindeer. Philip Hager, that's a very nice letter.
And this one is from Elaine Graham. Dear Santa, my name is Elaine, and I'm 7 years old. I would like a baby this and that, play bunk beds to share with my sister. I have been good. Love, Elaine.
This must be Elaine's sister, Kim Graham, who writes, Dear Santa, my name is Kim. I'm 9 years old. I would like a baby won't let go. I've been a good girl. Love, Kim Graham. Well, that's quite a stack of letters. What, you've got one little thing left over there, too. What's that?
Right. This is a real short poem by Kevin MacLachlan, and it's entitled Christmas. Christmas is snowy and Christmas is old. I mean cold.
I'm going to begin again.
Christmas is snowy and Christmas is cold. Christmas is fun and Christmas is old. It can be warm and full of joy, giving gifts and all sorts of toys.
Okay, Kevin, that puts it in 4 short sentences. A very nice little poem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that was a busy afternoon. I guess we better pack these letters, at least the last ones there, because you've got all the others. Pack them all up in the bag for Sam.
Will do.
All right. Yeah.
There.
Good work. Now, I guess it's quitting time.
Right again. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. See you Monday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45 for Letters to Santa Claus.